Next case.
Case number 12953, Jeff and Debbie Mixke seeks variances from the front yard, front and corner front yard setback requirement for a proposed structure, section 11534 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located south of Cedar Road and west of Walnut Lane within the Kenwick subdivision. The 911 address is 38302 Walnut Lane in Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. Tax parcel is District 533, map 19.12, parcel 92. We have 13 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return. The applicant is seeking a 4.8 and a 5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the proposed dwelling and a 9.89-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard for the proposed steps.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp, I'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Robert Jeffrey Mixke, 38302 Walnut Lane, Selbyville, Delaware.
Deborah Ann Mixke, 38302 Walnut Lane in Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
You both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, and thank you for taking the time tonight to hear our request for a variance. We are Jeff and Debbie Mixke from Kenwick on the Bay in Selbyville. I want to start by saying we realize that not all variances are automatically granted, so we wanted to be careful in our request. But tonight we want to emphasize the uniqueness of our property that warrants this request. And let me add, we did receive a call from Marina, who asked for some clarification about our current house. We do intend to remove the current house and replace it with the house plans that you'll see in attachment 4. The 5-foot variance to 25 feet that we are requesting from the front yard line is also shown in attachment 4 and highlighted in pink. But we have a newer survey done by the architect, which shows the 25-foot setback that wasn't clear on the first one. And in our application, we did address each of the 5 criteria for the variance in detail, but let me add some more personal comments. As stated, as for the uniqueness of our property, as stated, our lot is irregular in its size, shape, and road construction. And again, for the record, we are located in Kenwick on the Bay, a subdivision off of Route 54 in Selbyville, just 2 miles from the beach, where we back up to a canal off of Roy Creek. In addition, our lot is located on a corner, the corner of Walnut Lane and Cedar Road, where we already have a 15-foot side yard variance versus the otherwise 10-foot side yard variance. And that gives us a 5-yard deficit automatically. We've taken the time and effort to contact an architect who constructed a preliminary plan but had to step in the structure twice to fit the 15-yard variance. I do have, if you would like to see the original, which I don't think is significant at this point, the original plans that we had, which showed a straight line. But taking that house straight out is going to cut into the variance. So we did take the effort to cut it in to avoid another request for a side yard variance. As you're well aware, our development is located in a flood zone, and to protect our major investment and having our house sit back, we do have a bulkhead which has 20 foot, but that's where our tiebacks go, 10 feet.
Yeah.
And according to our homeowners, we have a 20 foot backyard. We have to be 20 feet away from the canal where the county allows for 10. So we have to allow for the tiebacks for a canal. With regards to that, it cannot otherwise be developed. We have tried to shrink the house to make reasonable use of the property. We intend to age in place in this house, and getting us a larger house allows us for more storage and accessibility. The situation that we have was not created by us. The road was planned, and our property line, if the house goes straight, the road cuts into our proposed plans. We love it in community, we love it in Kenwick Bay, and we'd love to stay there. Our plan will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We are proposing a modest two-story house, thank you, rather than a lot of them, and there are three, and one is 4 stories tall. So this is unique, and coastal design maintains the integrity of the neighborhood. I'd like to mention that we did get in touch with our HOA person in charge of building permits and planning, Ernie Tyler. We told him our plans, and he was in full support of our efforts. I'd also like to mention at this time that a man, Bob Catherall, who lives five doors down at the lot 38340 on Walnut, was granted a 5-foot front yard variance within the last 2 years. We also have another neighbor, Tom Ellis, who has received one, and Bob Shue, he's on Oak, and Bob Shue is on Pine. And again, these have been granted, and they're in our neighborhood. The minimum variance allows us, again, to age in place, and it accommodates for the 15-foot side yard variance we already have. And we also have made good faith efforts to contact all the neighbors, all of one who signed the letter, but he just has an issue with the HOA. It was not with us. His wife was fine, but it's not her property. But we did have support from all the neighbors, so we have done that good faith effort. And making this 5-foot variance, pushing our house 5 foot forward, and having that extra 5 feet would allow us to live in our dream house for as long as we can.
And our HOA already allows for that 25-foot variance. The county has a 30-foot variance.
Questions?
Where feet was the original home? Is that home still there?
Yes.
That home is still here.
There. How many square feet is that?
Like 1,100 square feet.
And from what I'm reading here, it's like close to 4,000 square feet?
Correct.
That includes the garage and the second story.
We're going to have our levels all on, for us, it's all on the main level, so we don't have to go up and down
Master
steps.
On the main.
Okay, so my initial question in seeing the difference there is could you have come up with something smaller going from 1,100 to 4,000, including a garage? I understand that, but that's 576 of it. You're still at 3,500.
Not to allow us to age in place and to have family and friends come over. Bedrooms we have now are small. It's a Nanticoke house. We have no storage. I'm getting older. I can't get up and down the steps to go into the attic where we store things. And having that walking space available.
Was there any thought in a different configuration?
We talked some of it, but could you
explain that a little more?
Well, the architect had, originally the house was a lot bigger, more square on my side, and we had her step it in to allow for the side yard variance. That way, you know, we'd only need 5 feet in the front to be able to make the house fit for our needs.
May I show you a copy of our initial plans?
No, that's,
I'm not sure.
If you want to hand them in.
I mean, there's many, many houses in our neighborhood, even directly across the street from us, which are much larger than our house, too.
I understand you're squeezed in a little bit with Cedar Road. My problem with this is that you guys have a blank slate here, and in the end, you're asking us to help you with a variance when I think that at this point, you go from 1,100 square feet, with tearing that down and having a literal blank slate, I just wonder why you couldn't come up with something that you could fit into that, because, and correct me if I'm wrong, does this need variances currently? If the house is where it is currently, does it need any, does it require variances? Does it have variances?
The existing house, it met setbacks.
It met it?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's
right now, that back corner of that garage is as far back as we can go. I mean, that's pretty tight.
And we've already stepped it in twice to accommodate.
Okay. Thank you.
And that garage is not included in the 1,100 square foot. That's, you know, that's what the garage is. It's more than that, but.
Okay, thank you.
Just want to make sure I'm understanding this correctly. You want a 25-foot setback off of Walnut Lane instead of 30? You want to move the house forward to Walnut Lane by 5 feet?
Correct. That helps keep it off the.
And moving it forward does not impede the traffic coming in or out.
Okay. Does anyone, is anyone else going to live in the home besides the two of you?
Just when family and friends come over.
Okay.
They'll be upstairs.
Two daughters and a sister, yeah.
Finished square footage of the proposed home is 30, a little over 32, maybe 3,300 square feet.
Correct.
Okay. And it looks like it's like a partial second story.
It has this, yeah.
It's like a Cape Cod style.
That's correct.
Okay. Is the reason for that because you were planning to age in place? Is that the idea?
That's correct.
So you want to keep most of your square footage on the first floor?
That's correct.
And that has resulted in a larger footprint of your house?
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay. Is anything on this property going to remain?
No.
The gazebo is gone.
The gazebo is going to be going away. Everything else is going to go away.
There's nothing else there.
So this is truly a blank slate situation.
Right. The gazebo has to move. You know, we have a, you know, hoping to put a pool in the backyard eventually in the future. And I don't want to go into that 10-foot back there either because of that.
The 20-foot setback.
Yeah.
The 20-foot off the rear is because of the bulkhead, right?
Yeah, because of the water, yeah, bulkhead, yeah, canal.
So, okay. And you have central water and central sewer?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, what my fellow board member was referring to is court precedent that instructs us that when we have a blank slate, if you can build within the buildable area, you must build within the buildable area. So it doesn't give us as much leeway to grant variances.
We didn't feel that we were asking for anything more than most of the, everybody
the
else
other neighbors
has
have gotten
been
in the neighborhood.
Given the neighborhood.
Actually at 38340.
I don't have any more questions. Thank you.
Do you know what the distance from your property line is to the edge of paving along Cedar Road and Walnut Lane?
I don't know what the exact is to the actual lane. I think we're set back. I think the property line is actually set back about 8 feet or so, 10 feet from Walnut Lane.
About the same,
yeah,
on both.
Yeah, same on
both
the other side too.
Ditch or swale or anything along
there's
there?
There's a slight, very slight ditch and swale there. We have the telephone pole, two telephone poles there. One's kind of into the driveway and the other one's off to the side of the garage there.
Mr. Short?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking, Ms. Norrod, I just want to clarify something. The Cedar Road part, as I'm looking at this architectural site plan from May 21st, it looks to me like Cedar Road would come down and then it curves and it would, am I correct in stating that where that circle is kind of in the middle of the driveway is where the front yard would begin and the corner front
That's
yard
correct.
Would end? I'm asking the staff on this, if I may.
Yes.
That, how the county's treating that. So the 25-foot, the 30-foot setback would be from that point southward to the edge of lot 34. Looking at it that way, right?
Right.
Looking at your drawing here, Mr. and Mrs. Mixie, I see your existing driveway projects quite a bit off of your property. Do you see that?
You mean where it comes into the street, comes up to the pavement?
Correct.
Yeah, all the driveways in our neighborhood do the same thing. I mean, it was existing when we moved in there.
How many cars would you anticipate you would be able to park on this on your property, not on that area there, if this house was built in this fashion?
I can put four vehicles in front of it, and then I have a two-car garage.
Okay, so you believe you could get six total?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And I see here that much of your rear yard is not being used.
It wouldn't be, it would come out past the property line there a little bit with the vehicle, but.
Well, that's what we're talking about. I'm asking how many can be on your property?
Four.
Not in the driveway off your property, but on your property?
Four.
And then I noticed the rear yard is not being utilized for the house, but I see you've got the potential for a future swimming pool.
Correct.
Is there any flooding issues back there or reasons why you would not, other than the pool, you know, something you
need? We have had flooding back there. We are in a flood zone. And when Sandy came through, water had come up to within probably about 25 feet of the back of the house.
Okay, so is that why you want to get the house closer to the front yard?
That's correct.
That's correct.
And we had, I think, in our pamphlet there too.
And you said the gazebo is going to be removed, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you. Oh, I apologize. I do have one more. In looking at the architectural plans, there appears to be a small butt out on the side of the house there.
That was.
I didn't know what that was.
No, the old house had a planter there.
Okay.
Which I filled in with concrete.
Oh.
Okay. I just didn't know what it was. It wasn't identified, and I make sure
that was from the old house. Planter. Okay. It just wasn't taken off.
Okay, very good. No further questions. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes.
You may have a seat. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12953 for Mr. Jeff and Debbie Mixie. Sorry. I'm tongue-tied tonight. And I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12953 for Jeff and Debbie Mixie for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property does not have unique physical conditions which have created an exceptional practical difficulty. I did hear something about flooding, but there's also, I do read that there's a future pool to be put in that area, And I do believe the exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So the vote of 5-0, your case has been denied. Sorry.